Log Talk Radio.
What is up? Today is Wednesday, and this is Black People Business Wednesday, on Wednesday at last. And this is the host, the wonderful, fantastic host, Stacey F. Johnson, and it's me and Norman Connors today. Because on Black People Business Wednesday, all I did was deal with Black people's nigga business today. And all I wanted to do is help Black people grow and learn and stuff, and you know, we need to be more business-minded. And when we do business, we need to act like we're in business. Okay? And, you know, I may have the benefit of... Oh, and today we're going to finish talking about Nelson Mandela and Black history on the level of Martin Luther King and what his next step was for us. Because, I don't know, my dad worked hard. My dad was a musician. So, yeah, he had a business. He was a musician and everything and Mr. Everything. And my father. And the father of 10 other siblings of mine. But you know what? I learned that business is important. Businesses will take you to a level that having a job will never get you to. And we miss out as a people, of Black people, because we don't inherently teach our children either at this point education or business. So we just floating, hoping somebody gets a basketball deal, right? Ignorant. Floating around ignorant. Ain't thinking about nothing. So Black People Business Wednesday and Black People Business period is all about me doing what I can while I'm here, because I plan to be here a long, long time, and I just can't sit back and just, you know, look at our people looking stupid and ignorant and thinking it's cute. Now, I've dealt with Black people today on a couple of levels. Now, before I knew Facebook was actually used to get all up in our business, for collectors, creditors to get at you, and whoever else wanted, police to look at you and shit, I would have never joined, okay? But being that I did years ago, like everybody else, we caught up in it, and they know who we are, where we are, and they just know it more and more every day. Because every time I talk about something, for some reason, Facebook is trying to sell me the thing for which I just spoke. So what that shit is all about. You know what? That's why I say Black people got to have Jesus. Because if we don't have Jesus, we kind of messed up. We messed up. You know, because those people got money and everything, family, all that good stuff like you supposed to have. You know, like God's supposed to make you think you have. But, you know, Black people, sometimes we be floating along all by ourselves. And we got to have us in Jesus. And the real Jesus will get you and take you and do what he needs to do with you all by yourself. Okay, Black people business. Black people need to do business. I try to do business with Black people. And when I know that they are Black, I try to give them deals. I give them extras because I know the service that I provide. A lot of my contractors out there either have to pay a lot of money for it or they just don't have it available to them. But you know what? When you tell me to do something and I send you an invoice because you told me to do it, don't make me wait and bet, are you going to pay it? Because you already know I get un-Black when it comes to getting paid, because I got to get paid before I do anything. So, of course, the Black person I dealt with yesterday, oh, yeah, Stacey, how you been doing, girl? I got this. Oh, God, I recommended this person to you. Da-da-da-da-da, 3,000 pages of documentation and review. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that for you. That's going to cost you $350. Send you the invoice, but you know, giggle, giggle, we don't do nothing till you pay us. Oh, Stacey, I know. All right, so I upload everything. Everything's uploaded. I tried to contact them all day to see if I could get another day, but you know, they wouldn't give it to me. So we're not going to get that done. But I really look forward to doing business with you in the future. Yeah, okay, I already know. So, go to unload his shit out of my $2,000 program that I use to make my money at 8 o'clock this morning. It is 3 p.m. today, and I'm still click, click, click. All those 3,000 pages went in so easy, but it must have known it didn't get paid for, because it didn't come out easy. And I'm still not finished, and I got to do it one by one. Fuck emailed him. I was like, look, click, click, type, type. I'm like, the next time you talk to me, you better, quote, visit our payment page. Because I'm not even looking at your stuff until you pay me. We are not a nonprofit organization, Kurt. I'm still unloading Kurt shit. And, okay, New York dude. Hey, Stacy, wait, hey, you, how you doing? Well, you got that. What you doing? You know what? I knew this was going to happen. And, no, I'm not ready, and I'll have it ready later at the my end of my business day today. But you know what? That's only my black brothers and sisters that happens with. If anybody else says, yes, Stacy, send me an invoice. Go, and I will pay you, and you will get paid and do that. The invoice gets paid. Black people need to learn how to do business. Oh, and, of course, on top of it, he needed a discount. So for his discount and me not getting paid, I've spent all day today, the 11th, from 7 o'clock in the morning until I just logged in. And see, that's why I love God, because God, all through the click process of only being able to, oh, and then the computer locks up if you try to delete more than 5 of his files at a time. And so I'm like, okay, God, you know what, black people business, that's today. And I love black people, but we got to learn how to do this. You know what? And if you're a black business like me, okay, I'm not going to accept that out of you in the future. And I'll give you a painter in Washington, D.C. I'll love him. Okay, look, I'm going to give you a deal. You pay me $30 right now, and you can pay me the rest later. All right, sister, all right, yeah, sister. I'm everybody's sister before I get finished getting paid. Okay, time to pay you. Okay, you know, so you're going to mess up millions of dollars over $55. Oh, you know, I'm not one of those kind of people, you know. I said, well, what do you mean by those kind of people? Because those kind of people are the people that I give deals to, and then they tell me they're going to do something, and then they don't pay me. So exactly what kind of those kind of people are you referring to, David? It took 3 more days, but I got my money. Black people. Maybe I bring it on myself because I even have it. There are black people out there in Texas that would rather do business with illegals than to do business with their own people. But that's something that we brought on ourselves. And that was not the intention of Martin Luther King before he died. It was the Black Poor People's Campaign, right? That's what he was trying to do, teach us. We need to learn how to be in business. I'm so frustrated, but I'm glad I'm still young. Because maybe by the time I die, when I'm Nelson Mandela's age, our perception of how we are as a people will change. Okay, so that's just today. That's just today in business. That was after I had to tell this ignorant Negro on Facebook. Okay, Righteous Brother posts something about as soon as a gay couple files for their marriage license, the dude gets fired from his job. And so I'm reading down the thing, you know. And then I hear one of his ignorant friends say, well, something about Jax and Rainbow. And so I'm like, you know, you're just trying to be funny. And so he's not, you know. So I add my little 2 cents and see, once again, I should keep my mouth shut on. Unless I'm putting up something positive, I shouldn't really add in my 2 cents because I'm never with the crowd. So, you know, I either don't get responses, oh, I get messed up responses. Today I was called a bitch. And what else did he call me? An ignorant bitch. And was calling me out for a fight. And brought my mama into it. And I was like, well, wait a minute. And then he said, well, you ain't going to say that to my face because I'll meet you. And I'm basically saying, you know what? Well, I clowned him. And I said, well, you know what? I said, Jack takes skill. I said, you got to have good hand-eye coordination to play Jack. And Rainbow's a guy, all of a sudden, is a guy spectrum. So anybody that hates Rainbow has a problem. And I said, but I bet you go to church every Sunday and Wednesday all day long. And I said, and I bet your wife wears a big old hat on the first Sunday. And so day goes by, he emails me, responds and said, oh, my wife is deceased. And so I said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, oh, I'm sorry. And I said, well, with that kind of attitude, you won't get another one. And I said, well, maybe you will if you go to church, because with that 1970s attitude, their church is filled with people with that 1970s attitude like you got. Well, then, of course, you know, you're a dumb bitch. And I was like, well, what? How feeling you're homophobic. I said, why am I a dumb bitch? I said, everybody's criticized you in the same way I have. Why am I a dumb bitch? And then it went on and on, and well, I'll meet you. I said, I have the tendency to do this to guys and blah, blah, blah. But then again, that's black people shit. Only black people. Why am I a dumb bitch? We're talking about gay people. Right. Gay people do have rights. Why does that have to turn to me into me being a dumb bitch? And we joking, I'm joking. Yeah, I'm telling your wife it did. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's just dumb nigga shit. Only black people would sit and go back and forth. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. I said something about, oh, you said meeting me. Come on, you're not going to meet me. See, I thought so, that kind of stuff. And you ain't going to say it to my face. I said, yeah, I would say it to your face, and I would knock the leaf off your shoulder like we said in the eighth grade, right? I'm damn near 50 years old, and you calling me out on Facebook to fight, and you're a man? I said, Adrian, where did you get this B-A-N from on you as your friend? But that's the kind of shit. I said, I got to go. I got a business to run. Then I go run my business, and I run into this other shit. Where somebody that, yeah, I'm going to pay you. No, didn't pay me. But then yet, me doing more than what I should have done ends up costing me a whole day's work because you're dealing with ignorant black people. Why did that come up? Because that's all I did today. Next to me, I got a cup of coffee and a beer. That's the kind of day that I've had. I need to stay up, but I need a buzz. So this is Black People Business Wednesday. Somebody's calling in, and you know what? I might hang up on you, and if I do, I love you, and I hope I just don't hang up on the show. How's that? Call a guest. No, okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't know how to do it. We'll do it next time. Okay, so today we're talking about, you know, Nelson Mandela. And black people have issues. And I get so upset because I know we have issues that are solvable. And I just try to do my best to solve them. Today we're going to talk about Nelson Mandela and what he did as a black leader. And this is the most important part of this whole Nelson Mandela Black People Business Wednesday, talking about black history and all that stuff, is that, you know, on a national level, until we need leadership on a national level. And I think so many years have passed now, because I'm almost 50. So I know kids that are 20, 30, maybe even in their 40s, they don't give a damn about no black history, and they're black. So, you know, the more we push the importance of knowing who we are generation to generation and by generation. You know, I had a conversation a year ago with one of my son's friends, how it wasn't important to, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, all that wasn't real. We need to let all that go. And I mean, he's black, you know. That's just a shame as black people that, you know, nobody tells the Jews to forget the Holocaust. Nobody tells the people in internment camps back in World War II to forget that. Only black people have to forget. Yeah, we should forget because it's not a very nice thing to remember. And that's kind of why, you know, we need to go back as a people and study apartheid. Because this was 300 years of oppression, of apartness in 1980. Okay, let alone 1890. This was in 1980, when I was in high school. So a man that was in prison because of his beliefs, he said, no, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll even die because 90% of my people live in this country. 10% of you people are trying to tell us what to do, how to read, how to learn, how to talk, how to speak, what to do, how to live. You know, that's why we can take the life of Nelson Mandela and learn so much for what needs to be done in America today. Because as long as we're happy and comfortable, and we don't even realize, on if we open our big old eyes on a national, on a big level, we as black people, we the lowest of the low. We're the lowest of the low, and I don't like, because I feel as a race of people, we've done too much to have this kind of social status and economic status. That's what it is. We've done too much to have this type of social and economic status going on for our own people, for our children, for our young children. So, like what Kenny DK, everybody uses, you know, the anniversary of his 50 years, you know what I'm saying, light a candle instead of cursing the dark. I'm going to curse the damn dark and light the candle. Because as long as I continue to curse the damn dark, I'm going to be so upset that that'll keep the candle burning. We don't know what to do. We don't know who to listen to. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. So some man that don't even know me calling me out and talking shit about my mother? I'm like, yeah, when I was 15, when we should be talking about each other's mothers, and like 15 and 10, I wouldn't have stabbed you in the neck. But well, you better be glad I ain't in front of you right now, because my mother is known to me at 49. If you dumb enough to bring my mother into it at our age, yeah, you might have got stabbed in the neck. Okay? And you an old-ass man talking about your mama. What? My mama. See, that's the thing. You don't even know, dude. You better be glad when you... Come on. That's just ignorant shit, and yeah, you'll take me there, because yeah, I treasure my mother, and yeah, we did that when we was 15. We should be mentally aware enough now that, you know, talk about something that means some shit when you're 50, not bringing your mama into some shit. That's how ignorant, how low, and how just stupid to me we as a people are. That's the level of our fucking conversation. Gays are bad, they got rainbows and jacks, and you a bitch for liking them. That's the extent of what a black man got to talk about on Facebook, or at least the ones I know. The ones that are hooked up to the people I know that appear intelligent. So, you know, come on, people. So all you can do is lead by damn example. I'm leading in my own life right now. I am nowhere near where I was last year or the year before that, and so much more freer than I realized. And all you want to do is bring that kind of stuff to people that you love. But you know what? Black people are going to be the last people to wake up to something other than what they can't see. If a Negro can't see something, it ain't real to him. And that's why we'll be sitting and looking stupid, and which we do right now, which we are right now. But all you can do is what you can do. So I'm going to curse the dark, and I'm going to light the candle. And if Nelson Mandela could do it from a jail cell, why can't we do it? Why can't Jesse Jackson do it? I can name a whole bunch of them. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all those people in the media, you know, maybe they got too much to lose. Maybe they don't have no personal skill to where they had to ride on somebody else's shit. And if they don't go by that program, then they lose everything. And losing everything is everything to them. So they'd rather just not do what's right and just continue to go by the stupid-ass program that does nobody any good. I'm thinking. And like I said last time, you know, maybe the first 100 years of freedom for black people in America is trying to be like white people. People that don't like you and rather see you dead. So now we can wake up, we can wake up our children and other people to the realization that, you know, everything is about economics. If you ain't got money flowing through your whatever, even, you know, if you don't have a job, shit, have a whole lot. But focus your mind, focus yourself on what really prospers you. And that's being in a business of some kind. By the time you're in your 30s and 40s, you should have learned something to where you could transfer that on into some kind of business. You know, even nonprofit organizations can be businesses as long as you don't rip them off and open them for the wrong reason. I mean, all these old rip-off churches, and as many churches as we got in the black core neighborhoods, everybody should be saved and everybody should be on the right track. All of it is a bunch of bullshit. So the next 100 years, when Martin Luther King is next step. He was a national leader for black people, Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King, again, was a national black leader. We need a national black leader. We don't need the Association for African American Single Mothers over there in Sacramento. That's me. We don't need that over there. And then this association for Lil Bobo and Jay-Z's association for Lil Jay-Z's over here. And Sharonda's association for Lil Sharonda's over there. A national organization, national. So we go out there and we get national leaders. We get national people. National means nation. National means the country, as far as I'm concerned. Like Martin Luther King. Let me equate that to you, like Malcolm X. Nationalism. Black nationalism is what scares white people. All you little churches doing nothing on every corner. You don't bother anybody. But a black national leader that says at a national level. Maybe something like a Cory Booker, you know, but he's going to get in there and get sold out unless the system changes and bought out. You know, I mean, they don't go in there and do nothing. Who goes in there and does something holds an office? Martin Luther King didn't hold no damn office. Who holds an office and actually does something? So don't think you're going to know. Go help them on the sidelines. Get buddies. with Barack Obama, because once he out of office, he's going to have some juice. I mean, maybe he can do something then. He can't do shit now. And that's just the sad reality of what America is, how it was founded, and the shit we got to deal with. That's it. So we need a national leader. If you want to be a national leader, then you care about every black person in every state and how they should succeed and move and do. You care about waking up national leaders that are now in office and say, you know what, can't you do a little bit of something, or at least act like it? It's national leadership that we need. You know? So, this is Black People Business Wednesday. It is actually Wednesday, so I'm on point right now. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back, and it's Wednesday the 11th of December, and I love black people, so we'll be back. Black People Business Wednesday on Wednesday, and this is your host from the beautiful city of Sacramento. Oh, no, that's why you slipped. You know, I'm just programmed. Where am I? I'm in Camarillo, California. It's beautiful. It's more beautiful. And I'm listening to myself, God, and Norman Connors. And the next 50 years for Black America, you know, and you run the risk, like every great person that's ever done anything good, you run the risk of sounding crazy to a whole bunch of people. So, you know, I used to sound crazy to people and used to care about it, you know, and once I found out sounding crazy, it kind of probably means you on a good track of doing what's right and good. And, you know, I have to attribute all my strength, my education, my love of life, my love of helping people, my love of my blackness to my mother and father. And the one thing, you know, my mother and father were a perfect combination. My mother stressed that education, and my daddy stressed more of a gentle, humbling, gentle, soft, sweet nature. You know, perfect combination. I'll get in that ass when I have to. All the other times, I'm going to make sure I show I love you. That's perfect. I was raised by the most perfect people God ever brought to the earth. And in tribute to who they are and their lives and who they may need to be, it's not fair to anyone who's blessed to take your blessing and lock it up in a closet. You know, to serve is to rule. And when my mama died, and I never knew it because I was so busy hating her, all her friends said, you know, if my mother had anything, she would share. My mother shared everything she had with her friends. And my niece comment on some stuff she could remember my mom saying. So I attribute my life and not wanting to just sit on my ass, and I could so just take all the gifts that God's given me and hide them and not do a damn thing with them. So what good would that do me when they leave me in the ground? I want to be like my daddy. I want people to be able to Google me and see that I stood for something that's real and good, and people enjoyed it, and it made a difference, and all that old good shit. There's so much work to be done in the black community, so much work. As soon as we realize what life is about, and we're not going to find it out in church, we're going to find it when we ask God to show us, and I asked God to show me, and I was led here and there, and then farthing it up and down, and people that really knew what it meant to be a Christian, and not even a Christian, just what it meant to live and to be a human being. It's not even a religion that you have to focus on being. You have to focus on being a human being. Human beings are brought to this earth to love and to do and to act and to be and to love and to appreciate and to give gratitude and accept it and circulate money and make it and give it and spend it and keep it and give it and love with it and all that old good shit. We got it wrong. We got it wrong. When the so-called missionaries saved us in Africa, bringing us up, we ain't never had it right. We've never had it right as a black people. We had it right when we were doing our African thing as Africans, because that's who God made us to be. And then we were replanted as if we didn't matter to some place we never knew, and God never really, I guess he did because we're here, but this isn't our homeland. I guess we came here as a race of people to teach everybody, finally, foremost, at last. Because I even got white people telling me, oh, they know their first people was black. And I'm like, well, you ain't getting no discount. So they can be black all you want. You are paying full price. So, you know. So Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, all we can do is thank God for people like that. Because if it wasn't for people like that, we wouldn't be the people we are. And we owe it to ourselves, our children, our families, our mothers, our fathers, God, ourselves, to always do better, to always reach higher, to always make something better. Shit, that's why I stay home by myself. I do it at the house. I don't need you. I don't need nobody. Because when people come, oh, you live like Golden, yeah? Because I can't find another nigga that want to live like Golden, because they too busy looking at shit that ain't real. Living like Golden is knowing Golden starts from the inside. Not some old shit you see me sitting on the outside. Whatever you see me doing. Got it backwards. Church ain't teaching you nothing but how to keep coming back for something real that they'll never teach you. Get your religion wholesale. Sit in the silence and quiet and the peacefulness and say, God, where are you? Who are you? And I very, really much need you before somebody white do something stupid and I'm caught without you. This is Black People Business Wednesday. I'll be back on Sunday, the day before my birthday and my beautiful sister Mignon's birthday. I love you. I love black people. I love all people, but because I'm so black and beautiful, I love this thing we call blackness. Have a good rest of the week and love each other. And come back Sunday. See you later, alligators.